This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jonathan Peterlin, Jason Stanford with you guys right here. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He works at The Athletic. His name is Mike Sando, and he joins us right here on The Fan. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
From that intro I listened to, I take it I'm doing better than you guys are. I mean, my gosh.
Ouch.
That was rough.
Not a ramen guy?
Well, I love ramen, but I mean, the whole tone and tenor, I feel like I'm stepping into a very difficult situation here. I watch from afar. It's easy, but you guys are in the middle of it.
Yeah, all right. Do you feel like we, as Browns fans, are in a prison like Ken says that we are?
Yeah, I believe that you are. I mean, obviously, that contract is trapping the Browns in a bad position. And, I mean, going all the way back to the decision to not bring back Joe Flacco, too, right? It's a thing that now compounds and has made the organization has become a prisoner, and the fans and everybody else by extension of that deal. And now we just wait to, okay, where is that sort of jumping off point, right? You can't do it forever.
Mike, when you look at this right now, Andrew Berry, do you think he's on the hot seat?
Well, they gave the coach and the GM extensions before the year, which to me signals that, hey, these guys probably weren't twisting the owner's arm back when they did this and said, hey, please, can we do this and go all in? As much as maybe the owner had to be driving some of that. That's the way I read that. So I think it would be a shame if it dragged down everybody, but it is a messy enough situation that I think anything could be on the table. I just haven't sensed any unhappiness with the coach and the GM there. They're moving along like normal, right? They extended them. They feel like they got the right guys. And are they just plugging their nose through this Watson thing and they're going to come out of it? I don't know. Maybe it depends how long they keep going down this road.
Yeah, I mean, 1-5 obviously changes a lot of people's tones, though. You know what I mean? It's just it's a little different. And 5 years in now, one playoff win. I know you took the Browns to a playoff win, and that matters more than other franchises. But, Mike, you've been around the league long enough to know one playoff win in 5 years usually doesn't keep your job.
No, well, no. This Watson detour is a unique thing, though. So as you're assessing, do you feel like – I mean – Who drove the car on that matters, doesn't it, to you? I mean, or is it unrecoverable to you? This has just tainted everybody, and you feel like there's no way anyone can survive it because it's such a mess locally. Do you feel that?
I think it might have tainted everybody, as you said. I mean, I look at the reports we had afterwards. It's like, well, who was in the Houston hotel trying to convince Deshaun Watson to be a member of the Browns? That was Stefanski and Barry right there. It was Stefanski with the iPad laying out how he could be awesome in a Browns offense. Yeah. Like, they were all complicit here.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys know much about the 2004 Miami Dolphins, but they're the last team to go the first six games of the year without topping 300 yards or 18 points in a game. So that's the company they're keeping, and you can't just keep going down that road.
Well, let me ask you, so how do we get out of this? We read the article you had at The Athletic, and it was obviously very well sourced the way that you are, and you had asked executives about a potential trade of Deshaun Watson. How does that work? What's the framework of it, and do you think it's realistic?
I do think it's realistic that it could happen. I don't know if the Browns would be if they would rather do that than just bite the bullet on it and take the big cap hit, right? But the way that it would work would be nobody thinks that Watson is viable as a quarterback on a different team. No team's going to acquire him and have a press conference like the Browns did a few years ago and say he's going to compete or he's part of who we are, right? He hasn't played well enough. The off-field stuff makes him basically not a factor that way. So now you're talking about a Brock Osweiler type of trade where could you find a way for the everyone to be satisfied? Okay, so Watson waives his no-trade clause because he wants to get out of there and he knows he's going to get his money anyway. The new team says, hey, we'll take on some of that salary, whatever the 90-some million left. We'll take on some of it. We'll acquire Watson, but you have to give us some draft capital, something else, so that we'll do this, and then we'll release him. He's not going to be part of our locker room. We're not going to have the same charade and be indebted to him in any way. And then everybody sort of gets to move on. The benefit for the Browns would be when you do a trade, it's easier from a cap standpoint, and it could be easier from a cash standpoint, too, if the new team were to essentially be buying that draft pick. And there's rules. You can't buy draft picks, but guess what? It's been done before. The Browns did it with the Osweiler thing in 2016. Brock never played for Cleveland, and they took it on. So that would be the way, if you could find all of those parties to be aligned. I just don't know what the motivation is of the Browns. Are they going to try to save face at all costs? Is he going to be back next year, even as a backup? I don't know how much they can tolerate on this.
Mike, do you think the biggest thing, though, by letting Joe Flacco go and not even having the inclination of even bringing him back? They talked about it a little bit, but not bringing him back. Do you think that plays into the locker room as well, though, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I think it becomes unsustainable at a certain point if everybody knows what the deal is. I think it becomes really hard. And so where is that point? Is it six games? Maybe not. They played pretty hard the other day. But you just can't keep doing it for too much longer. So I think if they put Jameis Winston in there, you'd probably see a spark. That happened. I don't know that he would play well for the stretch of it, but it would be different. It would be some juice. You saw what happened to Carolina. They put in Andy Dalton. He had a great game. Then a few weeks later, he's Andy Dalton, right? That could happen. That could happen too. But the Flacco thing is unfortunate because it was a situation where you made the wrong football decision because you were trying to sort of have this pathway cleared for Watson to make it easier for him. And that's bad. That's when you sort of know you have a problem, when you're making decisions for the wrong reasons, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In any aspect of life, you have a problem if you make decisions for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I obviously we agree with that. Let me ask you about Flacco for a second. And listen, the reality of him being here, not being here, whatever. Does it hurt Stefanski's case at the end of this season that Joe Flacco and how he played here and being so great was part of the sell, not only to the fan base for why Stefanski's a great play caller, but I would imagine to people in charge as well? Does it hurt that Flacco looked really good with the Colts this year?
I don't think it helps anybody in Cleveland that he looks good and he's going out there. And now the Colts are even having to wonder, hey, we drafted this guy in the top five, but maybe Flacco gives us our best chance to win. Again, I don't know if Flacco over the course of a whole season can do it. I don't even know if Rodgers can do it over a whole season right now. That's a different thing than coming in out of relief, but it doesn't really matter from an optic standpoint for Cleveland because the team was able to win with him, and everyone will now think, shoot, I'd rather have Flacco in there than Watson. And plus, you can feel good about Flacco. That's another point I made in the column. How do you, even if you have success, can you really feel that good about Watson? I don't know if you can at this point.
Well, I think that's a difficult point, right? And when we look at now the offense, the Browns trade Amari Cooper yesterday. They lose a number one. They really don't get much in return, third rounder, seventh rounder, nothing big. But how does that change the culture of that locker room now moving forward?
People probably feel good for him. We saw some of that in social media with guys saying, hey, congrats. I don't know if it makes a huge difference, but you're 1-5. You're behaving like a 1-5 team now. So it's probably another little piece of wood on the fire, but I don't think it's a huge piece of wood on the fire.
Do you think it helps Jerry Jeudy, though, in getting maybe some more touches, maybe some more looks moving forward?
It could, but does it make you a better team? I mean, is the goal to get looks for Jeudy?
I don't know if it's maybe a better team, but
kind of sounded like that with Stefanski today,
right? I mean, you know, yeah. Kevin was kind of like, "Hey, best of luck to you, Amari, over with the Bills."
Yeah, we want to get other guys some touches.
Yeah.
And that could be, you know, and that could just be where everybody's at. Where Amari, at his stage of his career, really doesn't want to be going through this. You know, he's been around and he's played at a good level, and he can go help a good team now. He's sort of done his time.
Mike Sando, The Athletic, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Let me ask you about now who would be trade possibilities, and I'm going to throw Miles' name in there. If you want to shoot it down, fine, but I know the Lions need help with Aiden Hutchinson out for the season. They're going big game hunting. What would a trade around Miles look like, and is it even feasible?
I would think it's not. I mean, I haven't even looked at his contract, but how can you give away, how could you trade away, you know, a pillar player who's just a dominant force? I don't.
Two first-round picks. Do you do it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Now, if you're starting to think about what we're going to do at quarterback and it's part of a broader plan to reset that position, I mean, maybe you have to consider whatever you can consider. I just hate giving away Hall of Famers. He's a Hall of Fame player.
Oh, I agree with that. I think the Browns front office would agree with that. But we also might get to a point where Miles just says, I've been here for almost a decade. I went through Baker. I went through 1-31 and then Baker. And then I'm tired of it. I want to win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's two sides of this, right? If the player says that, you probably have to listen to him.
It's tough. I don't love this situation, Mike. As we talk about it, I love it even less. I don't think we're in prison, but I'm not being served ramen like I want either.
Ramen time.
Yeah, it's not.
No,
we're not.
It's just how long can it go on? You know, I think that's the thing. You're waiting for some kind of a spark, but it just looks, you know, similar every week. So it's got to be super frustrating internally as well. But for the fans, you just feel helpless. It does feel like you're trapped.
No question. Mike, appreciate the insight as always. We'll catch up with you later. We're always checking out at The Athletic. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff right there with our buddy Mike Sando of The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Jason. I don't know what you thought about his idea, the proposed idea. We've talked a little bit about it already this week. The out for Deshaun Watson and the Browns. He'd have to waive the no-trade clause, but you send him to a team like Carolina, you'd have to attach picks in the process.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing right there. You've already lost so many picks in picking up Deshaun Watson. You lost three first-rounders. And you
six total picks
six
in general.
Six total, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the guys that were drafted in those first rounds are doing what they're supposed to be doing on the other teams. Deshaun Watson's not doing anything right now. He can't even throw for over 200 yards. And Nick and I talked about it last week. You know, for me, for a quarterback in the NFL, if you're getting chances to throw and you're throwing 30, 40 times a game, you got to at least be able to throw for 200 yards. I said 250 to be able to have credibility. He can't even throw for 180, 190 right now. So when I look at it, I guess the biggest key is if you do unload him, you're going to lose a lot. You might go back 3 or 4 years again. Do the rest of the players on this team want to be able to do that?
Well, the problem is if it's a first-round pick, then you're not drafting your quarterback to replace
him. Exactly.
And let's get into this. 216-474-0092. Is there a way out of the Deshaun contract? And if we found that way, the way that Mike proposed to us, would you take it? We'll get into that. Also, we got to dive into Andrew Berry's role in Amari Cooper as well. It's Jason Stanford, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys right here on Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Peterlin and Jason Stanford with you guys on Afternoon Drive as we try to unpack whether that even interests any of you guys. And listen, Jason, there is something that is appealing to me about it, but it can't come at the cost of a first-round pick. If you get rid of your first-round pick to just get rid of Deshaun Watson, and that's enough for Carolina. Listen, Carolina's got a bunch of cap space. They could totally take on Deshaun Watson's cap space. They're going nowhere over the next couple years, but they get the draft pick. Maybe they take a quarterback of their own. They start their own little rebuild. Okay, fine, but why would we go ahead and help them out when, in reality, I can just keep my first-round pick, still pay Deshaun Watson, and then, I don't know, have him fill up Gatorade coolers for all I care, do whatever he needs to do that won't be playing quarterback on this team, and then life marches on.
Well, I mean, you could make Deshaun Watson the water boy, couldn't you, right? I mean, ultimately, the thing when you look at the Browns.
Wait, we got two now.
I'm plus today,
that's
man.
That's right. Well, you put yourself in the positive.
We took
ourselves out with the prog.
Right?
That was your negative one on the day.
Man.
And then the pickle?
The pickle, yes.
The pickle was great, yep. And now we're doing the water boy. All right.
This one was a good one, right?
That was good.
This might have got me two, though. Who knows?
It's not like around the horn where I can do like plus seven on any given point or anything like that.
All right, fair enough.
Everything is a plus one basis on my show, at least.
All right, at least I'm not missing extra points, right? We're going for...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the straight up, right?
Love it.
Okay,
actually love the idea of us keeping a running scoreboard throughout the show. Like, where are you right now? You are plus one on the show. We'll keep this thing going.
Can I score some touchdowns on offense?
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
No, we got to go one at a time.
Plus one.
Okay. Plus one. All right, fair.
It's like soccer, okay? You get one at a time.
All right,
there's no multipliers. You're not at the casino playing slots. They're just one at a time.
I'll stay away from the casinos. I'm not good there.
So you want to make Deshaun the water boy?
I would say I don't want to make him the water boy.
Because that's what he might end up being.
You look at the unfortunate side of it. The Browns were all in on getting Deshaun Watson. They unloaded draft picks. They said, this is our franchise quarterback. Let's go out. Let's make a splash. They tried to make a splash. Unfortunately, it has not paid out at all. You bring in Joe Flacco, it pays out. You know, and so when I look at the sense of urgency right now, you're 1-5. You have the same quarterback in there. And Stefanski says, we're going to stick with him. I can't see, as a head coach right now, sticking with a guy that's not giving you an opportunity to win games over and over again, late in games too, mind you.
Sure, I'm just trying to figure out, and maybe this is my mistake here, I'm trying to figure out, we already have the dead body, I want to do the autopsy of it all, and then I want to figure out how we go ahead and move forward. That's where my mind is. I'm not expecting some sort of renaissance from Deshaun Watson. That ship has sailed. I know there's an idea out there, and it's what the Browns are clinging to, that maybe, just maybe, the 1-5% chance Deshaun can reignite himself and the light bulb goes on, fine. That ship sailed to me. That's long gone to me. I'm trying to figure out what puts the Browns in the best position moving forward. Is it calling a team like Carolina and saying, we want to wipe our hands clean of it completely? We are taking on all the cap space. We'll take on some money as well, but you're going to take on the remaining cap space and everything we're allowed to, but it's going to cost you your first round pick.
Well, and I think for the Browns, they can't give up another first-round pick.
I agree with that.
Right.
That's where this becomes a non-starter to me.
And that's where, too, if you're trying to unload Deshaun Watson, which is fine. I mean, like you said, wash your hands clean of it. Get rid of Deshaun Watson, too, whether it's the Panthers, whether it's the Patriots. You know, somebody that needs a quarterback
Patriots, yeah.
Right now. And then go from there. And what you do
Patriots
is...
have their quarterback, but they got space.
Of their future, though.
They just got cap space to eat it.
Right, they do. And so... looking at it as a whole, though, if you can get clean of everything and just go from scratch.
Yeah, I'm talking like you get to wipe it as if he never existed. Yep.
That would be the best avenue for the Browns to go right now.
How about a second and third pick? Would you trade a second? You just acquired a third with Amari Cooper. They say we want a second and a third. We'll take all the cap space, everything. We'll wipe you clean of Deshaun Watson. Do you take it?
No, I would give Deshaun Watson up for a third and a seventh like you did Amari.
Okay. Exactly what Amari was.
Just flip the coin there and say, look, we'll do this. I would not give up your first. I wouldn't give up your seconds. Those are viable options right now for you. You still have the remaining portion of your group. You have a solid defense. They're not playing at their best, but you have a solid core. You have a solid core of offensive guys. All you need is somebody that can kind of rope in the reins and be able to throw the ball, be able to run the ball. And you're getting Nick Chubb back this weekend. So that might shore up the running game there. So who knows? But for the time being, if you have a chance to unload him, unload him.
216-474-0092. I like that. If you have a chance to unload them then. So, okay. So you buy into what Sando's... Because, listen, if Sando is not just talking to himself in this article. He's talking to executives.
Yep.
He's talking to people in the league. That's why we played the clip from Nick Wright earlier in the week as well. Like, these things don't just come out of thin air. Like, we might not think it's a reality. We might not think it's a talking point for a lot of people out there. This is what people in the NFL right now are discussing.
Well, and for me, like,
if the Browns want out, how do you get out?
I had Watson's back a couple weeks ago. I talked about the shoulder injury because
you went through it, right?
Because I went through it. So I was giving him the benefit of the doubt for the next couple weeks. Well, now he's still, I'm not going to say he's the same. He's gotten better, but you're in the NFL. Your job is to win games. It's not to be, because there is no minor league system. You know, you can sit in baseball, you can send guys down to rehab. There's no minor league system for the NFL. It's either you put up or you shut up.
Or it's the Miles Straw treatment where it's like, we're paying you, but
yeah,
we're going to
send you down to the practice squad, right?
I hope you enjoy AAA for a little while, but we'll pay you. The money, the check's still clear.
I want to be that guy.
I do want to be that guy, too. That sounds like a great
right?
life.
I mean, I want to be Deshaun Watson. Who knows?
Well, I don't think you want to be Deshaun Watson. Well, you want Deshaun's bank account.
I want Deshaun Watson on the football field.
That's right. There we go.
Not in the personal life.
And there we go. Glove stick and a save. I might have docked you a point for that one.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
You're now back to even on the day in our running tally. 216-474-0092. I would be the worst Tony Reale in the history of Around the Horn. No one wants to give me power ever in life.
Ding, ding, ding.
I would get all day. Awful point. Negative. Great point. Plus one. Wayne in Los Angeles. What's up, Wayne?
Yes, sir. I just think it's absurd, though. This conversation is on the table in Cleveland simply because you have to give things a chance to level out. If you're going to say you've given it a chance, I'm going to say, no, you haven't. Because the main thing you have to keep in mind is this new offense is not in sync whatsoever. And you can put the blame on the quarterback, but you have to look at the team in its totality where it is not playing well. It is only the sixth game in the year, and I don't think we're wasting a lot of time talking about this absurdity to get rid of your starting quarterback. Ownership and the coach says, we're going with this guy. We got to go with him. If you're a Browns fan, you got to go with him.
So, Wayne, let me ask you this one. If you're saying that we shouldn't get rid of Deshaun Watson right now, but as a football player, if you can't read your checkdowns and you can't get rid of the football on time and you're still doing the same thing over and over again week in and week out and you're 1-5, how do you not make a change at that point?
I don't believe that's the scenario. I played football. That's not what's going on. You got to look at that offensive line. It is makeshift. You got to look at the running back situation. It is makeshift. And you have to also include leading the league in drop passes. You can't put this in Deshaun Watson's lap. And you got to look at the play calling of the main guy who's really who we should be talking about. But you guys want to land in Deshaun's lap. That's an easy scapegoat. But that's not what the problem is here.
Scapegoat.
You got two guys who are trying to run a new offense, and it's not working.
All right, Wayne. I appreciate the call. I think a lot of people out there disagree with about 100% of that take.
A scapegoat. I don't think we said anything about a scapegoat. We were just saying making trades. of trying to better this team right now and for the future purposes?
Well, we're operating from the idea that we want to see this football team have a chance next season because there's a lot of talent in this football team. And some people like Wayne are operating with the idea that the light bulb is going to turn on for Deshaun. And I just don't know that it ever will.
Well, and we even talked about it, too. You brought up the point. What about getting rid of Myles Garrett, right? And not that it's going to happen by any means.
We'll get to that a little bit later on when we start going through like what type of players are going to be gone,
right?
and what exactly what fragments of this team actually remain. And I will ask Ross about that one at 4 o'clock too. I feel like a lot of people are going to be very hell bent on no, but we might get to a spot where Myles gets so agitated, it's more Myles saying I want to be gone than it is the Browns being like, let's shop this guy. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Right now, let's focus on Deshaun. At 216-474-0092, is there a way out of Deshaun's contract? If you found that way, the way Mike Sando lays it out for us, would you take it? As a Browns fan, you're given the out. Are you saying, yes, I want to go ahead and free myself of these handcuffs that Deshaun Watson has put the fan base in? Or are you saying, like Wayne is, we're doing this a little bit too early? Thomas and Shaker up next. What's up, Thomas?
If they offer me a second and third for Deshaun, we offered them a second and third for Deshaun. If we had to give them a second and third for Deshaun, I would do it in a heartbeat. Not only that, I would just leave Deshaun in there for the rest of the season. Just let him lose games. Lose as many games as you want to Deshaun Watson. I'm already looking at a quarterback in Texas. I want Quinn Ewer. I don't care what anybody say. If Quinn Ewer is my quarterback next season, I'm okay. That's who I want. Either him or that guy from Miami, stay away from the guy from Colorado. Give me that dude from Texas. Just lose, trade Deshaun for a third and a second. We just got a third back from Amari Cooper. Just lose, move on. Let's just get this over with. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of talking about this. It's just been stressful. I'm sick of these old Browns fans saying, same old Browns, we're cursed. I wish they'd stop saying that. Just move on from him and draft that kid out of Texas, and let's go on with the rest of our lives.
Thank you, Thomas. Passionate as always. Thomas is a fun TikTok follow, by the way. He's exploded in recent weeks.
Very nice.
Not like TikTok has exploded.
Not like TikTok,
but we're getting close there. You hear it, though. Like, and you see how we're dealing with both ends of the spectrum here. You got guys like Wayne that are like, you guys are calling it too early. The man is not dead. And then Thomas is like, get me Quinn Ewers. He's already got which quarterback he wants out of college picked out.
Well,
like,
the craziness, too, is when you're listening to the fans, they have passion.
Yeah.
This city has passion. They're tired of losing over and over again. They're tired of seeing what is out there week in and week out. They pay their hard-earned money to go sit in the stands and watch the same stuff.
Well, and right now, Jason, right now with Deshaun, when I tune into these games, I don't feel like we have a chance when I tune them on. Like last Sunday, I was a very broken human before the game got underway. I joked about it in the pregame show. Like, the most interesting thing that was going to happen to me was if I ate pizza or chicken wings. Yep. Like, it's not great. You know, that can't be the highlight of my Sunday.
But if you're getting good chicken wings, I've got a couple places for you. We'll talk about that.
We'll have to talk about
that. Yes, because you can really transform your thinking and views of what it's like on Sunday football watching the Browns.
Are you upset that I'm a ranch guy? I'm not a blue cheese guy.
I am. Well, okay.
You seem like the type that would be upset by that, by the way. That's what I like.
So, original ranch fan over here.
Okay.
My girlfriend transformed me into a blue cheese fan, and that's all I do now.
Blue cheese is gross.
I used to just be a boneless wing guy.
I'd go to Buffalo. I'd get people so upset with me. They'd be like, you know, we only serve you blue cheese. You don't get ranch. You just get blue cheese. And I'm like, I just want ranch.
Right. You got to bring your own packets with you next time.
Wouldn't even serve it to me. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
All right, we're giving you the out, though, Jason. That's the thing. I got to make my Sundays actually interesting, but that's not the point. The point is that if you stay with Deshaun, I don't know where it goes. If you have a chance to get rid of him, I'm going to take that option. If it costs me a second and a third, first is off the table. I need first to draft a quarterback.
Yep.
I can't touch the first round pick. But if you say second or third, or like you proposed, third and a seventh, the Panthers aren't going to need the world to get this thing done. It's just money to them.
Well, and that's the thing. You have an owner that has a lot of money down there. So, yeah, it is just money. It's cap space and stuff that ultimately the Panthers would look at. And it betters the Browns right now. And when I look at this and when we're talking about it right now, it is about getting better. That's all you're looking for.
Yes.
You're trying to get better as a group. And if that means unloading Watson, then that means, please, get rid of him and go get better.
It also would just be nice to just not see him in a Browns uniform, not have that, just him hanging around the team and everything, the dark cloud that comes with Deshaun Watson. And anytime you have any sort of like, oh, league investigating this allegation, Okay, that's Carolina's problem now. That's right. Not our problem. 216-474-0092. A lot of you guys are hanging. Hang tight. Is there a way out of the Deshaun contract? And Mike Sando says it's realistic. If given the opportunity, should the Browns be taking this? Jason Stanford, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. That it's realistic the Browns trade Deshaun Watson to a team with cap space. He talked to a league source. His league source says Carolina would be a team that would be in play. And we're trying to make peace with it. The idea that, would you do it? Would you wash your hands clean of Deshaun Watson? Now, I think where some people I know are getting confused if you join the conversation a little bit late. You're like, wait a second. Are we sending a second? Are we getting a second? Like, how does this work? No, we are sending our picks. Our picks are going, and then they're taking our financial burden that is Deshaun Watson. But the hard part there is that, Jason, as we know, are we talking a first-round pick? Are we talking a second-round pick? Are we talking a third? And where do you draw the line? And I think we both settled on the idea, first-round pick is a no-go. I can't get rid of our first-round pick. I need that to draft Quinn Ewers or Sanders or whoever else we decide we like in the draft. Second-round pick? Third-round pick? I'm more open to that idea than I think a lot of Browns fans are.
I would be real skeptical on getting rid of a second round pick as well. So we already know first round off the table, second round pick. I want to keep that second round pick, especially this year. You know, looking at what could possibly be there. There's some very good defenders out there. There's some very good offensive linemen that are out there that you might want to look at as you're moving forward. Third round pick, I'm good with. Fourth round pick, I'm good with. You already got rid of Amari Cooper with a third and a seventh. You know, so you have that to play with.
Yeah, you have multiple thirds now.
Right. So now you know that you could get rid of a third, you could get rid of a seventh, you could get rid of a fifth. Go with a third and a fifth, and I think you make a done deal.
I'm just trying to figure out what gets Carolina to say right. Yes. Like, what gets Carolina to say we're going to take on it? And the Browns would take on some money in this equation, but what gets Carolina to say yes, that this is worth it to us? And I don't know that a third round and a seventh round pick necessarily does it. Maybe a third round this year and a third round next year. And then we're talking, right? Now, I have no idea if Andrew Berry will be the one that's in charge by the time you make those picks. But if I'm debating between a second or a third, then clearly I'm interested. Clearly we're in the bartering stage of this.
Well, if everything continues as it is right now and you continue to lose, I mean, you're going to have a very, very good first-round pick.
Yeah, and I can't get rid of that. Right. We cannot touch that. I can't give Carolina a chance to draft a quarterback and then watch that quarterback be Patrick Mahomes and live with that. I cannot do that.
Right, exactly.
216-474-0092. If you have a Deshaun escape plan, would you take it? Mike Sando's offering one up. Nobody else is really offering one up, by the way, guys. It's not like we have a bunch of people knocking on the door to try to save us from what Ken calls our prison. We're really running low on people that want to help us here. Sando's offering it up, and there's obviously some people for it, some people against it. Joe in Cleveland up next. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, hey, Joe.
I think I might have an answer for you. We all know that Deshaun Watson has some serious character flaws.
Yeah, I'm dumping it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm dumping it. All right, Paul in Canton. Hello, Paul. Oh, we can't take Paul now because I okay. 216-474-0092. Jason, that's how live radio works. You see, when one person goes rogue, then everybody misses out. That's how we got full phone lines right here. One person goes rogue, everyone misses out, and that's perfectly fine because we got Ross Tucker coming up in 10 minutes, and I have a feeling Ross is going to be in the hell no camp. I have a feeling he's going to be in the, you just put Deshaun Watson, as we said earlier, make him the water boy, make him the whatever you think is a disrespectful position that a franchise quarterback would now then hold. If that's practice squad guy, you tell me what that is. I have no idea what it is, right? I don't know. Are you the quarterback that when you take on Lamar Jackson has to act like he's Lamar Jackson and cosplays as him during the week? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Do you make him that guy and basically say you're never starting a game again and we're just going to eat the money, or do you find your way out and completely wash your hands clean?
Well, and I think when you look at this right now, if Deshaun, like I said, if the team continues on this track of going on the losing streak as they are, you know, ultimately you go and you say, Deshaun Watson, we're going to ride you out. We're not going to trade you. You're going to sit the bench, But then you look at, okay, is he going to cause havoc in the locker room? Is he going
That's why, Jason, I'd want him nowhere near that locker room.
So at that point, do you put him on the practice squad and just eat the contract?
Because do we put him in a suite in Los Angeles like he did in the Rams game last year? Where he's like, all right, I guess I'll be around, but not really around. Like, how do you have him in the locker room around players and not being a problem?
You don't. He'll be a distraction at that point. You don't want somebody that's going to be a distraction. If you're trying to wipe your hands clean and move forward and try to get better as an organization, you can't have him anywhere near what you're trying to accomplish.
That's why I kind of want to haze him almost, you know? He's going to keep showing up. The checks are going to clear. He's not going anywhere.
Yep.
It's wild to think about. This is where we've come. Absolutely wild. Ross Tucker with not only the latest on Deshaun Watson. We'll get his thoughts on the Amari Cooper trade. How responsible is Jimmy Haslam in all of this equation as well? Ross Tucker, you guys know him, you love him. He'll join us next right here on Afternoon Drive.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.